You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Christian Stuani to score and Middlesbrough to win was 18-5, now 5-1. And Andros Townsend to score and Crystal Palace to win was 13-2, now 8-1. Mentioning that enhanced odds offer, I'll start this preview with the most predictable stat of the season. Andros Townsend, Derek, has had more shots than any other Premier League player this season without scoring. He's had 12 shots on goal without finding the back of the net. He is part of that enhanced odds offer here. And that's what Palace need. They need goals. They need Christian Benteke to hit the ground running, basically.
Yeah, well, maybe Townsend should try passing a bit more, really, Sod. But, yeah, you know, this fixture is absolutely impossible to call. Instinctively, I know Middlesbrough are a bit short. What I've seen from them this season, they're a solid side, Middlesbrough. They're a side that aren't a bit like Watford. They're not going to get pasted by anybody, and they're going to give it a good account of themselves every game. But they lack stardust, I think. They're not going to be a side you want to be up backing at these prices. I'd sooner back them at, say, 7-2 if they went to Palace. I'd fancy them more then. 5-4 makes zero appeal. Palace is a team that I said about 18 months ago, always back them away from home. They're set up for a counter-attacking style. I'm not sure anymore. 5-2 is certainly not giving anything away. The departure of Balassi, I think, has absolutely killed them. This fixture really troubles me. I would say, put a gun to my head, I'd side with Middlesbrough, but 5-4 is no value at all. You know what I'll do? I'll go on the unders on the goals. I'll go under 1.5, which is generally around the 2-1 mark. Might be a bit shorter for this game.
It's a lot shorter. 13-8 it is under
1.5.
Oh, God,
that's changed my mind then. That has changed my mind. I'm going for 0-0. No goal scorer.
0-0 in the game, 13-2. Tom?
Well, I look at Middlesbrough and they have been involved in the worst Premier League game I think I'd ever seen against West Brom before the international break. And I've seen some absolute stinkers in the greatest league in the world. But I've been quite impressed with them because I think that they are a solid side. And I think the addition of Callum Chambers was a really astute move from Ita Karanka, who has been backed massively in the transfer market. When you look at some of the players he's brought in, and not all of them are going to work, but... You know, Steve Gibson does just hand out the money to his managers. You know, he will back them. And there's a lot of onus them on Alvaro Negredo because the supporting cast as far as strikers are concerned include David Nugent and Jordan Rhodes, two players who Middlesbrough were actively trying to get out of the club over the summer. So that would be the concern for me. And that stardust Derek talks about there, that is probably what they're missing. Although Stuani, of course, as we've seen at Sunderland, is capable of doing it. So they do have players who can score spectacular goals. They scored a great team goal as well at the Stadium of Light. I think they'll be really confident. You've got to remember this Middlesbrough side, they've not lost a game yet this season. So, you know, three matches for a team that, you know, everyone expected to really struggle, and I still think they're going to have a fight on their hands. They'll be very, very happy with that, and they're not going to give anything away in these home games. And the Palace team, again, we've spoken about it before, something is not right at Selhurst Park. You know, they've had to go for Mathieu Flamini. Jack Wilshere didn't want to go there. Wilfried Zaha wanted to leave. Balassi, you know, all right, it's a big move for him, but, you know, I think he was pretty keen to get out of it. Benteke is the kind of player, he's got the swagger about him now. It looks like a player who's earned his money and he's almost done, you know, and he's still in his early mid-20s. So I can't see Crystal Palace getting themselves out of this hole. 12 points from 22 Premier League games this year. It was a 90th minute equaliser against Bournemouth that saved them in that game. Loic Remy's injured and had to return to Chelsea. They've not won away since the 19th of December. I know Middlesbrough are short, but I can't look past them. I can't see Palace. They just don't hold that threat away from home as they did last year. And, you know, people made a lot of money on them, backing them on that breakaway. They were brilliant. They were sensational away from home. But I don't think they are anymore. And I think Middlesbrough will win the game.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections. And you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.